This sermon was downloaded from www.spiritnerds.org. We equip Christians with thousands of strategic spiritual materials daily. Join millions of Christians around the world who have come to Spirit Nerds to learn about God and His Word today.
Hallelujah. Can you celebrate Minister Emeka for me? Can you celebrate Minister Emeka? Please help us wipe that. Hallelujah. Everything on the Hallelujah challenge is prophetic. The water poured. One of the songs we said we will sing is Heavy Downpour. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, very quickly, just to emphasize some things that will happen. The first day is normally general introduction, but we will thank God and praise God. It's more, the first day we dedicate it to Him. We thank Him, we praise Him, we don't ask for anything. Now, for some people, you think, oh, well, then that's not my day. Actually, that's the most important day, because you are purely ministering to Him. Well, not as though we don't minister to Him. I think you can leave it. You can leave it. Not as though we don't minister to Him, but you see, when we decide that today is just unto Him to delight His heart, we are not asking for anything. We are thanking for the previous Hallelujah challenge and thanking Him for the new year. How many of you are glad to be in 2023? Despite the things the devil did, you are still here. Give Him thanks. Give Him thanks. Give Him thanks. Now, a few areas of focus in the course of this challenge will focus on light. Say light. As we praise, we trust that the light of God will shine in our land, in our nation Nigeria, in Africa, and in the nations of the earth. For Nigeria, this is a defining season, the month of our election. And as you know, I'm passionate about Nigeria. And when we get there, we'll explain more and pray more. Amen. Number two, today we had a confirmation, an overwhelming confirmation that we will emphasize the mercy of God. Say the mercy of God. The mercy of God is so powerful. So this challenge, we will be praying and singing and declaring the mercy of God. You know, sometimes I feel that Nigeria hardly has a basis to come before God, because God has done everything for us. We've not helped ourselves. So the best basis to come to God is on the basis of mercy. Say, just have mercy on us. And God will show us mercy. God will show you mercy. Amen. Number three, the name altar, the word altar kept coming to my heart. Altar, altar, altar. Say altar. An altar is a place of divine encounter. It's a place where divinity meets with humanity. It's a place of communication. It's like a base station. It's a gateway. Amen. There is like, it's like a portal where spirits move freely. Now, and in these elections in our nation, I sense there are all sorts of altars set up by desperate men and women. But we have come to the altar of Calvary. And on this altar, we will sacrifice the calf of our lips. Hosea 14 verse 2. Hebrews 13 verse 15. Our praise, the sacrifice of our praise upon that which Christ has already done. And altars do speak. And in this challenge, the altar of our praise and worship will speak. It will speak for your life. It will speak for your family. It will speak for our nation. And the blood of Jesus will roar and drown every contrary speaking in the name of the Lord Jesus. Now we have two important songs that I believe we are led to proclaim every day. One of it is by our brother Frank Edwards, and the other is by our brother Dulcie. Now let me, yesterday as I slept and woke up, the Spirit put the song in my heart. And I could not sleep, and all that was being uttered in my heart. The Bible says my heart is indicting a good matter. I kept singing this song by Frank Edwards. And it's a prophetic song. Okay, not really like a praise song, but it's the song of prophecy. In other words, declaring what we are going to see. We'll learn that first. Take your note, journal, and write this. I have called Frank Edwards and begged him to release this song. It's not out yet. But I told him this song needs to come out now, because I believe it's a prophetic song for this season. The second is by our brother Dunsi. What is the title? Sorry? Who's on the Lord's side? Forever. So we'll sing it and declare it every night. So let's sing the first one and the second one, and then we'll begin to praise God. Amen. Then on the 10th day, I've been hearing the number 10, 10, 10, 10. Even before that testimony of our sister, that's why I played it. She waited for 10 years. God's going to do great things. On the 10th of February, and on the 10th day, so 2 days, so 10th of February and on the 10th, those trusting God for children, we believe that God will send miracle babies. God's servant, his prophet, Bishop Francis Wallioke, said God told him that he's sending destiny children this season, and we are keen into that word. So on day 3, which is day 10, and on the 10th day of February, come believing God to receive babies, literal and figurative, ideas, concept, whatever is, you know, is a seed, will receive. Amen. Are you ready to learn the first one? So it says there will be a what? Heavy downpour of heaven's rain today. There will be a heavy downpour. And we prophesy in this Hallelujah Challenge, there will be a heavy downpour of heaven's rain, his spirit, his blessing, his mercy, his healing, his wonders. Amen. Then we'll medley this with another song that Pastor Elsie sings a lot. Amen. Are you ready? Heavy downpour. There will be a heavy downpour of heaven's rain today. Say, there will be a heavy downpour of heaven's rain today. There will be a heavy downpour of heaven's rain tonight. Say, you better prophesy, you are prophesying. There will be a heavy downpour of heaven's rain today. Heavy downpour. There will be a heavy downpour of favor today. Heavy downpour of favor today. There will be a heavy downpour of mercy today. Of wonders this month. Heavy downpour of wonders. There will be a heavy downpour of God's Spirit today.
Heavy downpour of God's Spirit today.
Your hands.
Remember your word.
child in this hallelujah challenge. Hey. My time has come. My time has come. Remember your blood. Remember your blood. You died for me. You died for me. Remember your blood. Your blood on Calvary, who died for me to set me free. Now let me speak for Nigeria. Remember Nigeria. Remember Nigeria. This one, our time has come. Hey. In your mercy, remember Nigeria. Remember Nigeria and Africa, the nations of time. Our time has come. Our time. Hey, you said the captivity of Nigeria will be turned around. Remember Nigeria, my God. Remember Nigeria.
Next song is fire. He says, who is on the Lord's side? As we raise our voice in praise, the enemy. Somebody open your mouth and speak in tongues. This one is heavy. There is an anointing flowing from this place today. This is Bethel, the place of encounter. Where are my warriors? Out here, everybody. Out here for this one. Where are the warriors? Hey, hey, lift your hands like this. On the Lord's side.
I am on the Lord's side.
Who is on the Lord's side?
I am on the Lord's
side. As we raise our voice in praise, the enemy. Listen, it says, who is on the Lord's side? Then you respond. And it says, as we raise our voice, as we lift this song, as we raise Judah, as we praise Jesus, the enemy will bow. The enemy will drown. The enemy will fall. Jericho walls will fall. Are you ready? Give him a shout of praise. Hey, who is on the Lord's side?
I am on the
Lord's
side.
Who is on the Lord's side?
I am on the Lord's
side. As we lift our voice in praise, the enemy. Now you can get this song on YouTube, iTunes. Is my brother Susie. Powerful song.
powerful song. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Who is on the Lord's side?
Who is on the Lord's side? I am on the Lord's side.
As we raise our voice in praise, what happens? The enemy. Ask, hey, are you on the Lord's side?
I am on the Lord's side.
Are you on the Lord's side?
I am on the Lord's
as
side.
As we praise Jesus today. Nigeria, are you on the Lord's side?
Are you on the Lord's
side? As we raise you down this morning, I say, hey, who is on the Lord's
side?
Are you on the Lord's
side?
As we lift this song in praise, my God. The great voice in praise. Now open your mouth and begin to praise him. One of the ways you praise him is to proclaim his name. Proclaim his greatness. Proclaim his mighty works. Tell him you are the King of kings and Lord of lords. The great I am. The beginning. The ending. The first. The last. His man redeemer. The one who rides upon the wings of the wind. The one who makes the cloud his chariot. The one who makes his angel spirit. And his ministers the flaming fire. The one who sits in the temple of the earth and looks down, and inhabitants are like grasshoppers. Lift up your heads, O eagles, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors. Hey! God down, God can't hear them, Makala. Let that praise rise. Let that praise rise. Bless his name. Praise him. Give him thanks. Aha! Aha! That's right. Roar in praise. Begin to roar. Begin to roar. As you roar, the enemy bows. As you roar, the darkness bows. Darkness please. My God. Let the people praise thee, O Lord. Let the people praise thee. Then the earth shall yield an increase. Nigeria, yield your increase. Africa, yield your increase. Keep praising him.
Lost
time.
I am on the Lord's time.
Who is on the Lord's time?
I am on the Lord's time.
Ask me. Jehovah, Yahweh, Savior, Redeemer, Warrior, my helper. Thank you. Thank you for your mercy, for your grace, for your goodness. Thank you. 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 Odisha Iyanu. Ebu Bedike. Alagbada Ina. Alagbada Ina. Olowo Kokoro. Odisha Iyanu. Thank you. Thank you. Ukogekong. 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 Mighty warrior. Mighty battle. Thank you. Thank you, deliverer, 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 waymaker, waymaker, strong tower, strong tower, waymaker, healer, healer, my lawyer, my doctor, provider. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for 2022. Thank you, thank you for carrying us, for keeping us, for restoring us, redeeming us, for saving us. Thank you, thank you, thank you for my ladies, for my ministry, for jobs, for marriages, for salvation, for your glory, for your grace. You are my glory, the lifter of my head. Thank you, defender. Thank you, thank you, my keeper. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We bring the crown of our lips, we bring the fruit of our lips. Thank you for safety when I cry, for safety when we fly, self-delivery. Thank you for testimonies. Thank you for your mercy, for forgiving me, for loving me. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. As I blow the trumpet, open your mouth and speak in tongues. When I blow the trumpet, thank him. When you hear the trumpet, lift up your hands and bless him. Bless him. All over the world, lift up your hands. The heavens are open. He's here with us. I can feel him. I can sense him. He's standing by me as a mighty warrior. Thank him. Bless him. We bow before you. We acknowledge you. Our Ebenezer. Our help. Ebenezer. My Ebenezer. My Ebenezer. We thank you. Thank you for what you are doing in our lives. Thank you for how you saved us. How you kept us. Great deliverance you give it to your anointed. And show it mercy. Oh, to Nathaniel Basti and his feet forever. I bless your name. We bless your name. We give you glory. Hey. Oh Lord, we know you are the King. And we lift you higher. Oh Lord, we know you are our King, and we lift you high and high. Oh Lord, we know you are so good. Oh Lord, we know you are so good, and we lift you higher. Oh Lord, we know you are so good, and we high and high and high, high and high and high, hey, high and high and high, and we give you. I had the name
of a king in Yoruba. Kokoro, say Kokoro, Kokoro. Keys are to open doors. I know we said this first day is to give thanks. Put Revelation 3 for me, I think. You see 3 verse 17 that talks about the one who owns the key of David. Who holds the key of David? Who shuts a door and no man can open, and open a door and no man can shut. Get that scripture for me. Is it 3:15? I heard Kokoro, Kokoro. Tonight it looks as if God wants to open some doors. There's this song. Change the key from A to A flat. You are God. You are God. I used to see. You are the key that opens the door. By God. The bush that burns and no never consume. What shall I render? Father, thank you for keys tonight. I heard it in my spirit clearly. Kokoro key. Let's take it higher. F. You are God. You are God. You are God. You are the to see. You are the key that opens the door. You are the owner of my soul. The bush that burns and never. What shall I render to you, oh Lord?
your name. Let's keep that song again. You are God, say. You are God. You are the eyes I used to see. You are the key that opens the door. He's the key.
You are the owner of my soul.
Oh, the place that burns and never consumes. What shall I render? I will bow down and worship your name. I want you to sing it one more time in Revelation. Say, you are God.
You are God. You are God.
You are God.
The eyes
I used to see.
You are
the key that opens the door. You are the owner of
my soul.
Hey, the bush
that
burns. I will worship. I will bow down. Now, I said that we are not going to ask for anything, but there's a reason why the Spirit put that word in my heart. It's a good place to declare. Say, Father, every door that needs to open, you are the key. Open those doors now. Open your mouth and declare. I heard that word, key in the Yoruba language, kokoro. Let the doors that need to open tonight be open for your people. You are the key that opens every door, my goodness. You know what I heard? I heard that his name is the key. His name is the key. Open your mouth and declare. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, let the doors be open. Whatever those doors mean, you are the key that opens every door, my God. Father, give us a sign that you are the key. Whatever door was locked against your people by this revelation, you are the key that opens the door. We present that key by way of your name, the name of Jesus. Yeshua HaMashiach, let the doors be opened in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Doors of divine encounter, doors of supernatural favor, doors of salvation, doors of the gospel, doors of marriage, doors of employment, doors of wombs, let them open tonight. Is there any Yoruba song that has kokoro in it? Any Yoruba song? Sing it, sing it, sing it. Let's sing it in that language. Sing it. Wait, raise the key for her. Raise the key for her. Go to D. To D.
Oh, Lori, Kokoro, Baba, Fipo, me. Kokoro, Tushile, Kuire. Bobo, no, Tati, Timo, me. Fami, Shiwa, Kogo, me, Kogo, yo. Olori kokoro baba fi fun mi kokoro to sile ku ire gbogbo ona tati ti mo ni ba mi si won kokoro eyan laye mi.
Amen. Now we're going to also pray because it's the same one that shut the door and no man can open. Say, Father, every door that needs to shut, shut it right now. Can we use this to pray for Nigeria? All those that God has not willed in this election to lead and rule our nation, can we shut the door against them? Say, Father, we shut the door against
anyone, any party you have not willed to rule this nation. And in the same vein, we open the door to those that you have willed to lead Nigeria, to rule this nation. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus. His name is that key. Father, we intercede prophetically by this revelation of you being the key. We shut the door of leadership and rulership to anyone that you have not chosen in this season. By the mercy of God, you are the key that opens and shuts every door. Mighty name we have prayed. Please understand that the Hallelujah Challenge is a praise, warfare, and prophetic. What did I say? Praise, warfare, and prophetic platform. A prophetic, what do I mean? From time to time, the Spirit of God would highlight something, and men and women in our nation and in our lives, in Jesus' mighty name. And is there any door that you have no purpose for me to walk through? Shut in Jesus' name. Hope you know that not every open door is a blessing. Some open doors are traps. Some marriage proposals are traps. Some job employments are traps. Some contracts are traps. Some travel opportunities are traps. Some ministry engagement invitations are traps. Such doors are shut in Jesus' name. By the mercy of God. One more time before we go, let's give thanks. Thank him. Tonight, day one was massive. Thank him. Thank him for the revelation of the key. Is the key. Run with it. Pray with it. Think with it. Thank him. Give him thanks. Give him thanks. And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia, write these things. Said he that is holy, he that is true, he that had the key of David, he that openeth, and no man shutteth, and shutteth, and no man openeth. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Because every door that was shut illegally against your people are being opened right now. In Jesus' mighty name. Now we're going to do something that is so important. From tomorrow, come with your journals. You've heard the testimonies on this platform. They are so numerous. I have my own testimonies, so numerous, and people here have them. God is on this platform. So, we write those things as points of contact and as memorials so that you can refer to them. So, get your Hallelujah journal. It can be your previous one or a new. Amen. And every day we will wave them. We will sing either "See What the Lord Has Done" or "Tobechukwu." Can we, let's sing "Tobechukwu" first. Go to. Okay.
Even before I pray, Jehovah needs the answer me. Tobechukwu, He has done it for me. He has taken away the pain and given me peace of mind. Oh. Tobechukwu, He has done.
One more time.
Even before I pray, Jehovah is the answer me. Tobechukwu, He has done.
Tobechukwu means praise God.
He has taken away my fears and given me peace of mind. Oh, Tobechukwu, He has done. See the way He lifted me. Tobechukwu, Oyeteruwa, Tobechukwu, yeah. Tobechukwu, He has done it for me. Tobeya, Tobechukwu, 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 He has done it for me.
Listen, while
While I was worried and could not sleep, He was walking behind the scene. Oh, so make you cool, He has done it for me. He has taken away the pain and given me joy and victory. So make you cool, He has done it. See the way He lifted me. So make you cool, oh yeah. Somebody shout hallelujah. You will sing this song and see what the Lord has done. Oh, see what the Lord. So every day we will bring our PVCs. Hold your PVC. I have mine. Now this is not the answer to our problem. So it's not the answer. But it's just obedience and, you know, responsibility, you know, fulfilling, you know, all righteousness. You know, the Bible says that, you know, Jesus did what? Fulfilled all righteousness. So we're going to obey. We're going to vote. We're going to, you know, do what is right, and then we'll trust God to bless what? Our effort. Amen. So, and also encourage people to go out and vote. We are not here to tell you who to vote for, but vote for the person that you would want your children to be like. Vote for the future of Nigeria. Vote for integrity. Vote for responsibility. So, we have that responsibility. Every day, I will encourage people to go out and vote. We need to, as we pray, we vote. Amen. Now, before we go, if you are not born again and Jesus is not the Lord of your life, whatever we've done here will not profit you. Amen. One of the things that happened when, what's his name? You know, Paul and Silas prayed. The Bible says that the prison doors were open. Amen. And when they were free, the prison warder and his family were what? Saved. What shall it profit a man to do what? To gain the whole world and do what? And lose his soul. If you are not born again, Jesus has sent me to you. All you need to do is to believe in your heart that God sent him and he died and rose again. And if you confess that same with your mouth, he gives us the assurance by his word that you will be saved. He will come into your heart, make his abode in you, and you'll become a new man. So wherever you are, one of the blessings of this platform is that I keep seeing people who have been saved. Some are even, you know, members of our church and other churches. So raise your hands if you want Jesus to be the Lord of your life. And say with me, Lord Jesus, I come to you today. I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you came to this earth. You died and rose again. I acknowledge you are my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Wash me with your blood and write my name in the book of life. I confess you as my Lord and Savior. I declare that I'm a new man. My sins are forgiven. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name. Father, we declare everyone who has saved, who has prayed, saved to the uttermost. They become brand new. Their sins are forgiven. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Please go to my profile. You see on the screen, please could you, you know, there's a link on my bio. If you go to my page, you click the profile, you will find what? A link. You will see the bit that talks about new converts. Please fill the form.
every challenge, we get back to you and we help with new believers class just to help you find your place in the kingdom. God bless you. Amen. Now, if you want to partner with us, you've been blessed, go to our website. There's a page for partnership. You feel led to bless and to, you know, sow seeds and to bless the team and to help us. You know, every time we have the challenge, the devil just tries to attack us. You know, we've planned, we worked with, you know, yesterday, the generating set of the mall just misbehaved. Our, what's it called? Blew our inverter, our speakers and all those are being fixed. Okay. You know, so there's a lot that goes on here, but thank God that those are always what signs and confirmation. Before I forget, a couple sent us, after they heard of our power issues, they sent us a 45 kVA brand new generating set. And I said, we're going to bless them every day. I won't mention their name. Lift up your hand. Say, Father, this couple, bless them. Let their life shine brighter and brighter. May their glory increase more and more in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. You know, so they sowed that, and I'm going to pray for them every what day, just blessing them. And guess what? When we begin to pray for our country, when we got that gen, what happened? They're bringing it. Area boys, you know, they had 3 points, and they insisted we had to pay. And before we had the gen, we paid what? So we had to order 2 gens. We paid how many? 33,000. You know, so such is the evil in our nation. You know, we're helpless. We had to pay because they said that's how it works. Just to carry a generating set to our house add no value. That's why we must pray for this nation to change. That the system of evil must crumble. Amen. So God bless you. So go to the sites. You know, you want to bless the team and help, you know, with what we do. And also give prophetically to the Lord. God bless you. Amen. See you tomorrow. Amen. Tell somebody, don't miss tomorrow. Amen. God bless you. And please celebrate the team. We will speak about them as we go. All right, so let's get off the line. See you tomorrow, day 2. Amen. Let's lift our hands and give God thanks. Father, we give you thanks. Evans, come. Are we still online? Are we still online? Evans, come.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to my mom. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
I wanted to do this online. I told my wife to remind me. She forgot. I wanted to do it. Was it on YouTube? Oh, good. Very good. Now, if you notice, our productions have been better because we had this expert. This man is the man I love. He's my video producer and director. Hallelujah. Amen. That great video, he produced it. And about 8 of my videos. And his birthday was yesterday. Let's bless him. Bless him for me. He's a gift to the body of Christ. Father, thank you for Evans. Thank you for blessing me with.
Dearly beloved, we believe you've been greatly blessed by this sermon. Do you want to download more sermons of your favorite preachers? Visit www.spiritnerds.org today. Reach us by email for more information and concerns at spiritnerds.org@gmail.com. God bless you.